Again, now that we have this recorded so we can put it on later, people can listen to it. We're doing a shir, L'schus, Refuah Shleima, Farus, Chaya, Moria, Bash Hashana, Miriam. She continued to have Refuah Shleima. And the question we're going to talk about is the concept of the Beinoni, the concept of the person who finds themselves in the middle. Person that finds themselves in the middle. We know that on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara tells us there are three books that are open. Right, there are three books that are open. Shlosha Svarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. One's of Rishayim Gemurin, one of Tzadikim Gemurin, and one of the Beinonim. The Gemara tells us that the Tzadikim are Nechtavim and Nechtamin La'alter L'chayim right away. They're sealed, they're done, great, they're finished, we can check it off. The Rishayim Gemurin, the terrible, the wicked, the horrible, are Nechtavim and Nechtamin La'alter L'misa. They're also done, but not in a very good way. And yet there is the Beinonim. The Beinonim themselves are Teluyim Va'omdim Rosh Hashanah Avayom HaKippurim. The people in the middle, there's three books. One book is essentially just for these 10 days. They stand and they wait, hoping what will happen. And Zachu, if Yom Kippur finishes and they're merited good and life and bracha and they're Nechtavim L'chayim, Velo Zachu Nechtavim L'mitza. So the question is, how does this work? Now we know, says the Rambam, that each one of us has, in the Paragim of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes that each one of us has zechuyos v'avonos. We have those that have more mitzvos or more reward, we're a tzaddik. Those that have less reward but more sin are a rasha, and the half and halves are the beinoni. And we're supposed to, and the world is like this. Right? The world is like this as well. And the Rambam says that it is so, obviously we don't know how things are weighted. We don't know values of mitzvot. There's not a point system. There's not something you can look up. Everything is dependent upon the person, the circumstances in which they find themselves, the difficulties, the atmosphere. Everybody is judged differently. But nonetheless, the Rambam says that we have to view ourselves as if we're this Beinoni, that we shouldn't view ourselves as for sure not a Rasha. And not a tzaddik, but we focus during the Aseres Tamei Teshuva, or really during our lives as this Beinoni. And the Rambam says, V'habeinoni, in Perek Gimel of the Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel, V'habeinoni tolin oso ayom ha-kippurim, and if he does Teshuva, nechtam l'chayim, but if not, nechtam l'misa. So the question I want to talk about is what's happening? How does this work? Is it simply that we're just tipping the scales? That I view myself, so I look back, and I had great records. I kept a record of every single thing that I did this year, for good or for bad. So I open it up, comes Rosh Hashanah, the rabbi's drasha starts, so I have something else to do. I take out my list, my shoebox of receipts, and I weigh it. And I say, well, it looks like I scored 1,000 for mitzvos and 999 for averos, I'm good. If that's the case, I'm nechtam l'chayim. And if not, I'm nechtam l'chayim, I'm a rasha. And if I'm 50-50, I'll just do one more mitzvah. Clearly the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam is very clear that you have to do tshuva. That you have to do tshuva. Why? What's the purpose of this beinoni? So it is possible. In one camp of understanding this Beinoni, which we're supposed to view ourselves, is that yes, the goal is tshuva. The Lecha Mishnah writes on the Rambam that it's not just about tipping the scales, it is about doing actual tshuva. He writes, though asa tshuva have avon echa, because if you don't do tshuva, you've wasted it all. Because that one sin of not doing tshuva gets rid of everything else that maybe you did. So you can't go ahead, lock yourself in your room, and don't do anything bad. You have to do teshuvah. In fact, it's a fascinating halacha. There are many things that we don't do. There are many things that we don't do during Aseres Tamei Teshuvah. And you would think, actually, Aseres Tamei Teshuvah would be a good time for certain things. For example, you don't do Kiddush Levana during the Aseres Tamei Teshuvah. Even though you have an opportunity to do Kiddush Levana 72 hours after the Molad, we wait until after Yom Kippur. Now, the classic explanation is, right after Yom Kippur, we want to run to do a mitzvah, like we put up our sukkah, we get involved in Arba Minim. But the other explanation of why we don't do Kiddush Levana is because we don't want anything that's a quick fix. Kiddush Levana is Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. It's this amazing relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be Mechaper Avonos, and it gives us forgiveness. We don't want that. During Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, we want to work as hard as we can for our tshuva. We don't want to get out of jail free card. We don't want to be told you're good. We want to work at it. Another reason why, I imagine many of us have never been to a wedding during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. You've never been to a chasana during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Why not? Because when a person gets married, we know they're forgiven for their sins. So we don't want a person to have a quick fix. We want this period of time to be something in which we are working for, in which we're not getting a quick fix, in which we're able to do the tshuva that we're supposed to do. Right? And in fact, one of the halachas we have, for example, over Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, it is about, pas akum. Being makbid on not eating pas akum, only eating on pas yisrael during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. And it's not to show, to fake out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are excited about his coming to meet us. We want to enhance that relationship. The great Mashkiach Lake or Masiel Solomon has a beautiful mashal about a king who tells his people, his constituents, he's coming to visit them. But what he does, he says, listen, I don't want to just go see some people. I want to see how different facets of my constituents, of my kingdom live. So I'm going to go to the rich. I'm going to go to the poor. I'm going to go to everybody. So he sends a letter to very wealthy in the big mansions. And he sends one elderly couple gets a letter. They live in a one-room shack in the middle of the forest. So they get the letter. The husband opens it up. It's got this, the signet of the king. I was very excited. And he begins to go around the house, starts fixing the door. He sweeps up. He fixes the chairs. He repaints everything. And his wife says, what are you doing? 30 years I've told you to fix the door, fix the carpet, sweep up. You didn't do a thing. The king wants to see how we live. Let the king see how we live. So he responds to his wife and he says, I don't think the king is going to come to our house and say, wow, I have to move here. But I at least want the king to know that I appreciate that he's coming. The first answer for why the Rambam says you have to do tshuva during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, that the Beinoni scale is tipped only with the creation of added tshuva, is because this is the time. It's not a time to just do a mitzvah and tip those scales, but it's a time where Kadosh Baruch Hu is here and he's come down and he's visiting us, and how can I miss such an opportunity? So that's answer number one. And in fact, the great of Yitzhak Blazer and the Sefer Koch Ve'or of Yitzhak Blazer, sometimes it's referred to of Itzel of Petelberg, was due to his position as the chief rabbi of St. Petersburg. Rav Yitzhak Blazer was a student of Rav Yisrael Salanter. And under his direction, he was appointed at the very, very young age of 25, the chief rabbi of St. Petersburg. And in Sefer the Koch Ve'or, he explains that when a person has an easy opportunity to repent and doesn't, it's a grave sin. Although the whole idea of tshuva is really about mercy, if I have a chance to do it and I don't, that's something wrong. So Reb Blazer explains that Beinonim have to do tshuva. During the rest of the year, yes, a mitzvah, I give tzedakah, I don't give tzedakah, that could tip the scales. But during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, I had Rosh Hashanah and I davened, and we're all davening. And if I now feel this relationship, and I don't take advantage of that, the only way to tip those scales is through the process of tshuva. So that's number one, why specifically the Beinoni needs to do tshuva. And Rav Hutner goes on to explain that Rav Hutner says in the Pachal Yitzchak, now the Gemara mentions there are three books, Tzadikim, Rishayim, and the Beinonim. When the Rambam, when he codifies the Gemara, he demands the Beinoni do tshuva. It's not enough, as the Gemara says, to be Zocha. But rather, the Hutner says that a Tzadik, a Rosh, and a Beinoni are not determined and calculated by your merits. You can't put into a calculator. It's about my level of commitment. The Beinoni doesn't have commitment. A Rasha has commitment. It's bad commitment, but it's commitment. The Tzaddik has commitment. It's good commitment. The Beinoni has no commitment. It breaks my heart. I see that people that are joining our shir, people from our soul, but many of our my chevra, we haven't seen each other in a very long time, and to come together for this, it's very painful, but hopes that our learning and our tehillim will continue to be for refuah shleima. And I believe that there is something else that about the Beinoni. The Beinoni fails to understand. The Beinoni fails to understand that we're here for a reason. The Beinoni looks at himself as non-committal. To have no commitments is as Rav Hunter says, it's a character flaw. And that's what I'm doing tshuva for. I'm doing tshuva that I want to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu I want to have commitment. Or at least I want to have commitment. During our service to me teshuva, I am asking myself, how do I get out of this Beinoni? Rav Kook says in the tefillah we say about Alokai Achaloni Tsarti, that when we say I'm not worthy. It's not that I'm not worthy, because we say, until I wasn't created, Eini Chedai, V'achshav Shano Tsarti, and now that I'm here, Kilo Lo No Tsarti. Rav Kook writes, that it's not meant, or Cook writes it in Olad Riyah, he writes it on the Gemara in Brachos. Rav Kook says, it is not meant to tell you you're garbage and you're nothing. Rav Kook says, the goal of Elokai Achaloni Tzarti is to tell me that I have a purpose. Until I wasn't here, I wasn't needed. But now that I'm here, if I don't use that in the proper way, it's as if I wasn't here. The problem with the Beinoni is he doesn't view himself with any purpose to what he's doing. He doesn't view himself as a role in this world, as the Rabbi Soloveitchik would call the Shlichuso Shel Adam, that man has a mission. Man has a goal. He has a purpose in this world. And if man lives without any commitment, he's not a Tzaddik and he's not a Rasha. He's just a Beinoni. It's because he doesn't view himself with enough worth, enough self-confidence, and enough self-pride that he says, I am part of this world. So much of our tshuva process is about the role that I play as an individual. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are here, you are valued enough. We say in Rosh Hashanah, Kivakaros Roa Edro. And the Gemara gives different explanation what it means that we're counted like sheep, one at a time, because we're valued. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not coming down on you, shining a spotlight like it's a police investigation. I am doing this because I care about you. And you're the only one that I care about. Only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to do that for the entire Jewish people, each one of us to feel that self-worth and that uniqueness. You know, the amazing story that's told about Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, when he was beginning to walk again after his stroke, his Talmidim took him to the rehab to learn how to walk. And as he's literally pulling himself up, taking his first steps, he's counting to himself. So his Talmidim listened in and they said, he wasn't counting one, two, three. He counted achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh. To Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, whatever he was doing was the most important thing in the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That's the issue with the Beinoni. The Beinoni fails to realize that my Perek of Tehillim, that my Shmona Esrei, that my Rifa'enu in Shmona Esrei, that my anything can affect the universe. We mentioned in Kinos that Aadad Chuk Shemayim, that my own individual can affect destruction. I can rebuild. As Rabbi Nachman says, the same way that I have the power to destroy, I have the power to rebuild. And that's the problem with the Beinoni. And that's why the Beinoni can't just give tzedakah, make a bracha, do achnasas orchim. The Beinoni needs to understand his worth, his value. He's non-committal. That's a problem. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, when talking about tshuva, Rav Aaron writes that the Beinoni, when the Beinoni hears the Torah saying tshuva is within his reach, he says, although he wants to, he could learn Torah and he could daven better and he could do more things, He says, it's beyond me. I wasn't raised this way. I didn't have the proper chinuch. I didn't live in the right society. I didn't have the right communal support. I don't have the right skills. So I'm honest, Rachmana Patra, Aaron says, right? I'm exempt. It's not my fault. The Beiruni says, I could be better, but don't expect too much of me. It's not that I don't want to. I can't. It's beyond my ability. So anticipating this response, Rav Aaron writes, the Torah insists that the Beinoni persevere. And here I believe when we say the Psukim in Parashas Nitzavim, Lo Bashamayim, Mivlo Rechokahi, we often fail to realize that tshuva is not an end sum game. There isn't a point in which I say, I did it. I won the tshuva game. Part of tshuva is just to be involved in the struggle to be better. And the Beinoni says, it's not even worth it. Rav Ari writes, he says, well, will your tshuva be like the Chavetz Chaim? Probably not. But there exists a tshuva of the Beinoni that's also Avodas Hashem. In my discussions with students, one of the things that I often try to instill within them is that part of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the struggle. Is sometimes I'm not understanding, sometimes having an issue in a crisis, or even just trying to be better. That in and of itself is tshuva. The Beinoni said it's not even worth it. Why would I even try? I want to be better. I would love to be better, but it's just I don't have the skills. And that's probably with the Beinoni. Mediocre tshuva doesn't last. But real tshuva, which is expressed in a wanting and a yearning and an involvement to be better, that's tshuva. And that's a problem with the Beinoni. As Rav Aaron said, there's only one kind of mediocrity, the kind that is much less critical in defining complete tshuva. When there is mediocrity in anything that I do, it's not real tshuva. And that's the issue with the Beinoni. So far what we've seen is that the Beinoni has to do tshuva because Hashem is here. We change HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. He is in our lives. He's closer. HaKel is a distant, so to speak, a God. HaMelech is my king. And if he's here and I miss that, as the Koch Vayar says, I've missed something. And the Beinoni has to do tshuva because he has to be committed. With that commitment comes a little bit more pressure in the positive sense to be better. And Rav Aaron says that to be this Beinoni is to not even try. Am I going to become overnight a great tzaddik? No, but that's not the goal. The goal is to be involved in the tshuva process. And I'll share that another idea of this Beinoni is Bernard Weinberger, who writes in the Shemen HaTov. He says, three books? Two books are always open. Sefer HaChaim and Sefer HaMeisim. I have a whole book that's only open for 10 days. Why would I have a book that's open for 10 days? And he says it's possible that, no, there are three books. It's possible that I could be in this middle Sefer my whole life. I remain a Beinoni. These books are not judgments. These books are ways of life. Am I a Rasha, which we hope we're not? Am I a Tzaddik, which I hope we are? But some of us, maybe we're just Beinoni. We are perfectly content being Beinonim. We're not striving to be Tzaddikim Gemurim, and we're not Chas V'Shalom trying to be a Rasha. We're happy being a Beinoni. We're just in the middle. Right now, I don't know that any of us feel like a Beinoni. We are davening, we're crying, we're saying Tehillim, we're doing Liman HaTorah, we are striving. The Beinoni's problem is that he doesn't want to strive. Everlasting change and impact comes when we make a difference that's long term. We're trying to do so many things for this sweet, beautiful girl and for this family and Tehillim and Liman HaTorah and anything that we do to change, to add to our lives, to break the mold of the Beinoni that might last us a few days, a few weeks, a few months, a year. Each time we add that thing to our lives and we break the mold of whatever that is for our Beinoni purposes, that's a zuchus for Refuah Shleima. Every time that we continue to be a better person and add more to Tehillim because of her, that's an extra zuchus. When we are inspired, we feel it. We feel it. We feel that need to change. I spend more time trying to say Tehillim than I've ever done. To find those pockets of time where we're not doing this and not doing that and realize that we have so much more time. Look at these WhatsApp groups. It's astounding. The people that are dedicating the time that they have, this is breaking this Beinoni mold. A student from the Gush once recalled that during the second Intifada, some students had subscribed to the Jerusalem Post. They wanted to stay on top of what was happening, the events in the news. So the mailbox in the Chadar Ochel in the cafeteria of the Gush Yeshiva is right near near where the people would line up for to get their food. So people would take out the newspaper while waiting for their food. It wasn't their newspaper. A few people subscribed to it. It wasn't the whole yeshivas. So one day somebody posted a sign asking people not to do so without permission because it was crinkling their paper. So soon after, Baron Lichtenstein called it emergency sicha, emergency Moser Shmuz. And Baron quoted the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What's mine is mine. Shali, shali, v'shalcha, shalcha. The Mishnah tells us that's a Beinoni. And some say that's a Midas Sidom. And Baron was visibly upset. And he held up this sign and he said, are we striving to be Beinonim? Just to be average. Is this what we're striving for? The last 24 to 36 hours has pushed us way out of any Beinoni model and mode and feelings into davening and Tehillim. It should continue to stay with us. It should continue to make us grow. I've known the Sovas. I've known Aryeh for a very long time. People that inspire you to be better people. We're all being better people these last 24 to 36 hours. And as we continue to do that, that's a zechus for Refuah Shleima. So every time we take out a Tehillim, every time we find 5 minutes for learning, 5 minutes for a Limud HaTorah, 5 minutes just to cry. It's not only storming Shemayim, it is making us better people. And by us making us better people, that's all Zechuyos for Refuah Shleima. That is all extra merit, extra schar, whatever we can do. And I told them, I wish I knew what to say. I wish I had the words of what to say, but there are no words. And what we're doing now is a thing that we should continue to do, to continue to daven, to say Tehillim, to strive for yearning and our Yiras Hashem when we don't understand and we're left with so much confusion and so many questions. And with that, the amount of things that are being done around the world is on a level that is awe-inspiring. And as we continue to move ourselves out of Beinoni, and that change stays with us, that commitment stays with us, that level of desire, of yearning, of cheshek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu stays with us, that's more zechuyos for the refuah and the yeshua of Rus Chaya Moriah Bashashana Miriam. She should have a refuah shalema bekarov. Hopefully we'll have continued more chances to learn and to daven for her Refuah Shleima. Thank you for joining.